Okay, today's Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. We're on Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We're in the first wide line. That's where we left off. A little behind, but we'll catch up. Amar Vada Bar Ava. Haysha Chavilasa Munachas Lo Al Sefo. If you're carrying a burden, a package, and you again, you have no one to give it to, you don't have a guy, you don't have a donkey, you don't have anybody, you don't have a shota with you, you don't have anyone to give it to, what do? Ruts Tachteha. Run with it. Until you get home. Dafka rut. You must run. Aval kali kali lo. You can't walk slow. My timer, why not? Kivan delesle hekira. Because no hecker. Asi lima evid akira vahanacha. You might come to do an akira and a hanacha. Okay? Why didn't we make the same takana by a wallet? Run home with it. Why did we make the same takana by a wallet? Right? So the Ramban says, because the wallet's so small you might not even realize what you're doing. You have a big package on your shoulder. You realize this is because of Shabbos. And you can't stop. You're not allowed to stop. How are you going to get into the door? Into the house? Doors open. You're going to run straight in. You can always ask that question in a minute. But you hear what's going on, and you have a wallet, you don't even realize what you're doing. You don't even realize. You might just come to stop. Stop by a red light or whatever it is, and you'll come to carry. You do a kira and a hanacha. This way, if you have a big package, and you know you're running, and you're not allowed to stop, the package itself is the reminder. It doesn't exist by a wallet. This is what Ramban says. Okay. So, at the end of the day, kimata lebeise, when you get home, It's not possible, not to have to stop a little bit to get into your house. Once the front door is wide open, how are you going to get in? The only way to get in is to stop. Once you stop, that's a hanacha. Thank you. And then when you make an akira again, you go into the house. Right? The assumption is that you see shki is at, let's say, 6 o'clock. Right? So what do? At 5:59, you start running, and you never stop running. So you never over the raisa. So that was it. But you can't do that with a wallet. It's too small, you're going to forget. A big package on your shoulder, you're running around like that. How do you get to the house? So the Gemara answers, the Zorik Le Klachayad. Right. When you get home, you're going to throw it in an unusual way, and by doing that, you're not going to be over any derises. Why? Because the Akira, the Hanacha, whatever it is, whatever the transfer from you to the yard, will be done in an unusual way. That's a Zorabana. Okay, asks Tosfos in the bottom over there, the bottom Tosfos, Tema, Kedarshin laholicho pachos midal ramos tikshi le nami hachi. So why don't we ask the same question before? Before we said that what do you do with a wallet? You walk less than 4 ramos, right? So why don't we ask the same question? What are you doing to get to your house? We didn't ask that question yesterday. How are you going to get into the house? We didn't ask that. So Tosfos says, what's going on over here? How are you getting into your house? You have to stop. Tosfos doesn't answer it. Right? Tikshili nami hani. Nami. It's one of these Tosfos. You don't understand what Tosfos said. He didn't say anything. He said, Tema. Kidarshir laholicho pachos midal ramos. Tikshili nami hachi. What that means is, the Gemara should have asked the same question yesterday. We're walking less than 4 ramos. Well, how are you going to get into the house? Why didn't the Gemara ask that? So Tosfos doesn't answer it. So Tosfos Rosh answers. I'll tell you what the answer is. Because when it comes to, it's a chenami, it's poshut. It was poshut to the Gemara that the only way to get home is to walk less than 4 ramos. And when you get to the yard, throw it over in some unusual way so you're not over Doraisa. That's the Gemara. Over here, you can do it with a package. A wallet, I understand, you'll throw it over. What's in there? Coins? You have a package? What's in the package? I don't know. We're going to see today, though, in the package, today or tomorrow, the package is full of glass. So what are you going to do? How are you going to throw it over? Can you throw it over? So the Gemara has to go out of its way and say, yes, that's what you're going to do. You're going to throw it over. If it breaks, what can I tell you? So that's the answer to Tosfos' question. We didn't ask yesterday because I was pushing. The only question is, what do you do by a package? Okay, so the Gemara has to come along and say, by a package, the same story. Okay? Now, Omar Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama says something which is very difficult. Very difficult. He says, Hamachamer achar behemto b'shabbos. If you violate machamer, which is going to answer your question. If you violate from yesterday, if you violate machamer b'shabbos,
what melach is machamer?
Oh, b'shogeg chayiv chatos, b'mezid chayiv skila. Right? What melach is machamer? So the Rabban says there's two answers to this question. Number one, it's part of Hotzah. That's why all the rules of Hotzah apply to Mechamer. It's part of Hotzah. There's an Akira, and a Hanacha, and four Dalai Lamas, the whole nine yards. Whatever applies to Hotzah applies to Mechamer.
Let's say animal has no load on it.
But you still can't. It's still an issue of Hotzah. It's like Hotzah. It's under the rubric of Hotzah.
Why? Is it as if you're carrying the animal almost?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Mashiach.
So whether or not the animal has a load...
It doesn't make a difference.
It seems like if you put something on, yes, if not, no.
Correct. That's Tosis. That's Ramban's second answer. His first answer is very difficult to answer. He says, it's Mashiach the Malacha, right? So you go to that Mishnah, Ayin Gimel, and you look up the Malachas. Mechamer is not on that list. So he says, maybe because it wasn't in the Mishnah. If that's the case, then everything could be a Malacha. So kind of, that's a difficult answer. That's a very difficult answer. Bad position. Second answer is okay. Mechamer can't be under the malacha of writing, and it can't be under the malacha of sewing or plowing. Right? Okay, it's a carrying. It looks a little bit. I can buy that. I hear that. It's a little bit not so true, but okay, I hear it. But to say that it's a malacha that wasn't in the Mishkan, who made up that rule? Right? Rav Debrava made up that rule. I mean, Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama made up such a rule. Can't such a thing as a malacha. So now we're going to be busy with this chatas and mazid issue. So, my timer, what's the reason for this? Amar Kra, Amar Rava, Kra, losas kol malacha, ata, you, ubehemtecha, and your animal, ubehemtecha, right? Behemto, dumya, didei. The animal is just like you. Did I skip? No. Mashu, shogeg, chayev chatas, b'mezid, chayev skila. So too, behemto nami, b'shogeg chayev chatas, b'mezid chayev skila. It's losasa kol malacha, which is mashmas a malacha. Which malacha is it? We're not sure. Either it's hotzah, or it's some other malacha somehow. Amar Rava, Rava says, shtei tshuvos b'davar. I have two answers to this question. Two problems. Chada, first of all, dechziv Torah achas yiyeh lachem, lo'osei b'shkaga. V'anefesh ashertasa b'yad rama. Right? That's talking about Avodah Zarah. Huksha kol Torah kula la'avodah zarah. The whole Torah, all the Averos, not the whole Torah, the way you do Averos is compared to Avodah Zarah. Ma Avodah Zarah da'avid ma'aseh pegufei. You have to do an action by yourself. Af ha'chanami ad da'avid ma'aseh pegufei. You have to do an act by yourself. Here, you didn't do anything. The animal did something. You didn't do anything. So you want to tell me it's usher? That's fine. Torah says that animals can't work. That's fine. But you can't get fuel for that. Imagine that. You get skila because your animal worked. I get skila because my animal worked. I answered it's an aveira, no shaila. How could I get skila for that? I didn't do anything. Has to be like a avodah zarah, right? Says Rashi on the bottom over here. Dichziv. It's like the fourth to last. Four about large on the bottom. Kidichziv, like it says. La'ose b'shkaga. Fahacha lo ka'avid malacha. You didn't do anything. What did you do? Eladibur ba'alma. You just spoke. Shamanic bakol. Because you led the animal by talking to it. The Bishari Bishogig ain't a chayiv carbon. That's not a chiyuv. Right? Again, it's not a mutter. It's not mutter. But it's not a chiyuv. You don't make a chadis for that. You didn't do anything. Back to the Gemara. Ravis Ba'od also. Tnan, we learned. Hamachalas HaShabit. If someone's Machal Shabit. Right? And if you do anything, if you do something, that a bezid is a skila and b'shogeg is a chatas. Michlal, that implies, there are things out there. There are things out there that doesn't apply. What could that be? What could that be? Lav de mechamer? Isn't it mechamer? What else could it be? So that question is not such a question. No, it could be something else. It could be Tchumin, Aliba Rabbi Akiva. It could be Tchumin, which according to Rabbi Akiva are Doraisa. Yet, if you violate Tchumin, you don't get tefillah for that. Or, the Havara, Aliba Rabbi Yossi. or a havara, according to this week's parsha. According to Rabbi Yossi, that said, what? You're not chayav skili, only chayav alav. Such as, and if one of you do b'shogeg, you are chayav achatos. So you see, it doesn't have to necessarily mean mechamer. There are other things out there that it could be. Anyway.
What do you mean havaring of chayav skila?
It's there are 38 malachos with chayav skila, and havaring not. Why? Because in this week's parsha, in parsha of Yaakov, it says, Osivaru eish b'chol mosh v'sechem b'yom ha-shabbos. What possessed the Torah to single out one malacha out of 39?
And it's the only one that should spell out.
Correct. It's the only one that's spelled out. Why? The truth is, Hotsa a little bit. What?
Hotsa and then that. Because on Yantav is
different. That's the
answer.
Right. No. What Matzi's addressing is a different question. So the Torah said one malacha. Why one malacha? So it's a machloket. Either to tell you that Havar is different,
which it is,
or this is the model that teaches you that you get malach, you get skila for 39 different things. It's the model. Just like this one was singled out, so too they're really all singled out. Right? Right, so the one second. So that right? As long as it says in the Torah one time, don't do malacha. How many 613 are there in Shabbos? One. Don't do malacha. So what if I do three malachas on Shabbos? I get three malchus, three skila, not three malchus, three skila, three chata. Why? Only one malacha, one avira. The answer is lo sevaru eish is singled out. Now, if that's true, why was eish picked? Why eish of all the ones to pick? Why picked eish? So now Mati says it's pshat because it's the only one that's mutar on yantif. I heard another pshat. It's the only one that didn't exist when the world was created. Right, because fire was created Matzah Shabbos. So I would have said, you know, Eish is, it's not even a malacha. Hashem, we know there's a medrash, the Zohar says that the malachas will use to create the world, not Eish. There was no Eish. Maybe it's not really the same. It's on the left. It comes along the Torah. No, it's the only one I'm going to mention. It's the only one I'm going to single out. Highlight this. Don't come up with all your lamdas why Eish is different. Right, and if you can cook on Shabbos and you can be busy. No. It's the only one I'm going to tell you. Good? Now you have to stay over at the table Friday night.
This week.
You haven't had too many Lublin amongst.
Right. By the way, on Shabbos, my plan on Shabbos is I want to finish early the daf because it's a very short daf, and then we're going to learn something else about why the Gemara spent so much time on carrying. Okay, I found say not a new twist. It's a new twist on an old story, you know, and it'll take like 10-15 minutes to learn through it. I hope to do that. I hope to finish on Shabbos. Ahmed Bez is not three lines on Shabbos. That's what I hope to do. No, but I don't think anyone's gonna mind that. Not here. You're not here. Have you had your way for the whole Shabbos? You going to leave that some up? Going to Muncie? Oh man!
As an entree into the Erevin,
it is a little bit of an entree to Erevin. Also, it is. I thought about that. It also said with it. So maybe you know, maybe
so it's
maybe.
Better you invite them to come over.
What?
Invite them to come to you.
What?
So you don't have 4 months.
You've never met these people.
You want to do the cooking?
He'll do the cooking. Not have to go. I'll tell you that. All right. So maybe we'll learn it. Maybe we'll learn it Thursday night. Oh, fine. Rav Zvid Masni Hachi. Rav Zvid said like this. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Okay, listen, this is not hard. It's just a little confusing. Amar Rami Bar Chama. This is Rav Zvid explaining what Rami Bar Chama said or what he meant to say. Hamachamer acha behema b'shavis. If you do mechamer, b'shogeg eino chayev chatas. B'shogeg, you're not chayev chatas. However, b'meizid chayev skila. But if you do b'meizid, you are chayev skila. What kind of funny split is that? Kind of funny thing is that. So Masav Rabba, wait a minute. Hamachal es haShabbos bedaver shechiyavan al shigagas ochatos chiyavan al zedonos kila. The shogeg and the mezid go hand in hand. Ha'ein chiyavan al shigagas ochatos. If you're not chayav on the shogeg on bechatos, ein chiyavan al zedonos kila. They go hand in hand. How could you separate them? The shogeg not for the mezid. Yeah, says Rabba, that can't be right. So the Gemara says, why not? Mik tani ha'ein chiyavan. It doesn't say the negative. Hachi kamar. Davar shechayavan al shigagas ochatas. Chayavan al zedonos skila. If you're chayav the shogig, you're for sure chayav the mezid. V'yesh, and there are things out there. Davar she'ein chayavan al shigagas ochatas. You're not chayev. She'ain chayev and al shegatzo. You're not chayev a shogig. V'chayev and al zadon on skila. And you are chayev a zadon on skila. Umayin yihu. And what is that? Mechamer. It's mechamer. Such a thing. The funny thing. Such a thing.
Okay. Only yesterday's we're talking about the only issue seemed like. If you love the animal with something, it's an issue, you know, of shot. How do you put an object on an animal? You have it stop. You have
correct.
Whatever.
So now we got to a new topic, a new thing called mechamer. You're not allowed to be busy with your animal on Shabbos.
Leading the animal.
Leading the animal. For no load, nothing. Just for no reason. You're bored. No reason. But, you know, I'm bored today. I'll lead the animal around. Give him some exercise.
Yesterday's Gemara, we're talking about walking with the animal on Shabbos. The only issue was, how are you going to put your object on the animal so that it doesn't violate carrying?
Correct. So now, you've never heard of Gemara going off on the tangent?
No, it's the opposite. Yesterday it seemed like the only issue was if you put a load on the animal, that leading the animal was fine.
Right.
Was that fine? Even with no load.
So the Gemara asked, how could you put a load on? You're violating Mechamer. We said it yesterday. Follow Mechamer. And the Torah said, you'll be Mechamer. How do you do it? So the Gemara answered, what?
With the load, without the load, you're probably implying.
So we answered. So we answered. The animal doesn't stop.
Right.
Right.
You're still mechamer. Stop or not stop.
Right. So then we said it's only a derabanan. If the animal doesn't stop, it's only a derabanan. Right.
Of what?
Mechamer. Of mechamer.
Yeah.
It's only a derabanan, and if you did it to a person, it would be a derabanan. So if you do that to an animal, it's completely putter. Mm-hmm. So you're asking, if you can't lead an animal without a load, how could a load be bit different? That's a good question. Get that question? That's a very good question. Right? If you get a load, you can't lead an animal without a load. Yeah. So how does putting a load on make it mutter?
Right.
Right? So maybe the truth is, it could be that I underlined it over here. That's only because of your wallet. That heter is only because of the wallet. So anyway, like we tell the guy, we gave it to a guy. So you're not supposed to do that. We allowed Muksa to give it to a guy because of your wallet. So because of the wallet, we will makel. You got it down to a Durbanon because it's moving. And b'makom had hefsid of your wallet, it's mutter. That's the best answer I can tell you. Okay. Rava, achua de Rav Mari bar Rachel. Rava, the brother of Rav Mari bar Rachel. And some say Avua de Mori bar Rachel. Avua de Rav Mori bar Rachel. He was the father of Rav Mori bar Rachel. So he says, wait a minute. Lishna Basra, Kasha. If you say that Rava was the father of Mori bar Rachel, that doesn't make any sense. Because Mori bar Rachel's father was a guy, not Rava. But the Rav, Achshrei, the Rav Mori bar Rachel, Umania, Prusa de Bavel. Rav allowed this gentleman to become a officer. He made him some officer in Bavel, right? And what was the big deal? The answer is because he's the son of a ger, and we don't give Sarawa to ger. How could Rava be the father? Rava can't be the father. Well, Dilma trey Mari bar Rachel. There were two Mari bar Rachels. Right, one was Rava was the father, and then the other story with the ger. Anyway, that's the side point. Anyway.
So again, why do you mention his name? Can't mention a ger's name? Maybe you what?
No, because the father was a guy. The father was a guy. The mother was Magyar.
No,
I'm sorry. The father was Magyar after they had relations. So at the moment of relations, he was a guy. So we don't want to mention that name. Now, according to the second chapter, there were two of them. Why can't you mention his name? I don't know. Anyway, Havi Masdi Leila Hashmaitz and Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan Liftar. We mentioned this in front of Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan said the whole thing is potter. Why? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. HaMachamer Acha Behemto B'Shabbos Potter Mikulam. If you violate Machamer, you're potter from everything. B'Shogig Lo Machayiv Chatos. Why? Because everything's compared to Avodah Zarah. Also, you're not chayav achatos. If you machal Shabbos, bedover shechayav and al shigatzo achatos v'al zedono skila. Ha'ein chayav and al shigatzo achatos. Ein chayav and al zedono skila. Right? So you're not chayav a shogeg. You're not chayav a skila. Nothing. Not a chatos. Not skila. And Belav Nami Lo Mechayev. Now, stop right here. Ask Rabbi Akiva Eger of Bam Kasha. We have to know Shas to ask this question, but Rabbi Akiva Eger knows Shas. So he says, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds elsewhere, by Nedarim he holds it, the Malacha of Losachsum Shor. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if Dibur is the equivalent of a Maisa, then that's considered a Maisa. right? We've had that concept before. Dibur, we say, well, Dibur is just talking. Not if it's the equivalent of a maisa. For example, if I yell at the animal and then it won't eat, and like it's like I muzzled it, that's the equivalent of muzzling it. I'm not going to do that. Right? Even speaking, I can't. I wish I could go to McDonald's and have trays. I wish I could. That's not a maisa. That's just I'm talking. But if your Dibur is the equivalent of a maisa, then that's considered a maisa. So over here, you're talking to the animal to lead it along. That's the equivalent of a maisa. Why you putter? You hear that? So Rabbi Akiva Eger answers, you're only putter from misa for that. That talking translates into a maisa only for purposes of malchus, not for purposes of misa. Only for purposes of malchus would that be a problem, which is why now the Gemara is going to say right now, "Balav nami lo mechayev." You're also not chayev. And why you could say, "Because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa." Rabbi Yochanan can't say that because he holds it's a lav she'yesh bo ma'isa. Because the dibur is a ma'isa. So why are you putter in malchus? A different reason. Because the avilei lav shenitein la'azaras misa's bested. It's a lav which normally carries skila. The chal lav shenitein la'azaras misa's bezin ain't lokin a lav. No malchus for it. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's answer. Okay, why that should be such a chiluk like that, I don't know. Next. Tafil amand amar lokin, even if you hold, you do get malchus for a lav shenitein la'azaras misa's bezin. The Torah should have said, don't do malacha, and your animals not too. Ata lamali, what's the ata stuck in there? Don't do malacha. You, your animals, like what kind of lesson is that? Why did the Torah say that? Who nihid demachayev behem? Ata lamali. Who nihid demachayev behem to machayev? Yeah, because only you, not your animals. There's no punishment for animals, only you. Okay. Next. Higia l'chatzar achitona. You got to the outer chatzar. What do we say you do? Unloosen the kalim. Let them fall. Right? Let them fall. Amar of Huna. Ha'yitzim hemta tuna kli zechuchis. What if the animal's carrying glass? You mean let it fall? They're all going to break. So what do? Maybe kar v'ksaso. So bring pillows and cushions. U'minyech tachtecha. And put them underneath. So when you loosen the animal, they'll fall on the cushions. And then the sacks will fall. So the Gemara says, But what's that question? It's not muksa.
The glass
is not muksa? Right? So therefore what?
Why can't you just take them off?
So the Gemara answers, Ki kamar avuna, bekarne du umna. They are glass from the blood letter. They can't do anything with them. Says Rashi, makiz dam the blood letter. She'ein ru'uyin b'shabbos l'klum. You can't use them on Shabbos. L'fisha ma'usis. They are repulsive. Who's going to use those glass vials that they just used to donate blood? Right there. Asks the masifta here. But we had a shita before that Reb Shimon said, even though they're ma'os, even though you use a nair for a candle, you could still use that candle or that cup, whatever. You could use it to cover something else. So it's ma'os, a big deal. So why can't you move them? So he answers, because this is very ma'os. This is a different league. What he makes to draw the line, I don't know. This is in a different league by itself, and therefore there's no one touching this.
They didn't have to worry on these days.
What?
On these days, didn't have AIDS. They have hepatitis on these days. We don't know.
I don't know. So Gemara asked, wait a minute. Welcome about the klimei chano. By you putting the pillow there, you've now made the pillow awesome. Right? So you can't do that. You can't take a kli. That's perfectly normal, perfectly acceptable, usable on Shabbos like my pillow. And I'm going to put it over here. And now the glass is going to fall on top of it and I can't move the pillow. You're not allowed to do that. Rashi says, Karn v'katzos, k'shem nisan tachas davar she'ein nital mevat lo'hem eichano. When you put something on top of it that can't be moved, you're about to have the kli underneath. V'shuv lo yitle misham. V'dami l'soser. It's like soser. Like soser? It's like I destroyed the kli. Right? I can't move it. It's dummy. It's not soser. It's like soser. Yeah, so but the Yitzhakasha, but it's ain't binyan and steer, but kalim anyway. Right? So why? So it's a, okay, Rashi is just saying you can't move it. So the Gemara answers, Bishlifi Zutri. What does Bishlifi Zutri mean?
Small sacks.
What does that mean? I mean, somehow you could wiggle the keli, you could wiggle the pillow out from under it, and the glass won't break. So when you drop them off the animal, you need something there to drop to break the fall. Once they're on the ground, I can wiggle the pillow away, the glass will slide off and it won't break. And I can do that. What about you? What about a buses? Doesn't it become now a buses or davar aser? So the answer is you cannot create a buses on Shabbos. Right, so it's not a buses. So if you could slide off the pillow, you can't touch the glass. That's muksa. But if I could, because that's no use. But if I could slide off the pillow without breaking the glass, I could do that. So therefore, time about the kli meichana.
You can't bring too many pillows
into the hole. Right. Mesve, wait a minute. Ha'i tevel, if the behemoth was carrying tevel, which has no purpose on Shabbos, va'ashashios, or glass, matteres ha'chavolim, you unfasten it, va'asakin ovlin, and they're going to fall. Va'afal b'yishem ha'shtarvin, they're going to break. So the Gemara answers, how could you, so what happened to the getting the pillow? So the Gemara, well, hasam, bekulsa. There the glass was very big, and they were going to be cut down to size. So you don't care if they break. Because anyway, you're cutting them down to size. Are they going to break to the sizes you want? Yeah, they're going to break to the sizes you want. So you don't care anyway. Dekanami, that's even true. Dektoni dumi de tevel. Ma tevel de lo chazile. Just like tevel, is not, you don't need it. Af hachanami de lo chazile. So through here, you don't need it. Umay, af al pi shemeshtabrin. So why do we stick in that point, even if they're going to break? Ma de tema, I would have thought. Lehefsid muat nami. Chashishu, even for a hefzid mu'at rechoshesh, that what? Even for a small, so you know they're not going to break exact, a small loss I might incur. Kamash malan, therefore the come to Brisa come to tell me that's not true. You cannot bring a pillow for a small loss. Why not? Only for a big loss? Why not? So it's only a small loss. So Tosva said earlier, because Tosva's earlier, yeah, let's figure out why exactly not. Tanya next. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Haisa behemto tuuna shlif shel tvua. If the behemoth was carrying some bundle of tvua, meniach rosho tachteha. Now I think this means you take your own head, and somehow umasakol tarechad v'unofal me'elav. You take your head, and somehow you maneuver the bundle of this wheat, this tvua, that it should fall by itself. Okay?
Dumb question. Why can't he leave it on the animal for the rest of the show?
What?
Why can't he leave it on the animal?
I don't know.
What is he gaining by putting it on the ground?
So we're gonna ask a similar question in a minute. It could be Tar Ba'al HaChayim. We'll get to a question like that in a minute. Anyway, the Ramban asks, well, what gives you the... Well, Ramban asks basically your question. Why could you move it? I can't just leave it there. So he gives two answers. Number one, he says it's Tzar Ba'al HaChayim. Number two, he says you're moving it with your head. There's no Isra of Muksa with your head. It's not Muksa. Muksa only with your hands. Right? You can sit on a car on Shabbos with your sitting area of your body, and that's not a problem. Why? Because Muksa only with your hands. Right? Here you're using, is a Beferish and Gemara. You're using your head. And this Tavu is not usable on Shabbos. It's pure Muksa. Chamorah, listen to the story. Chamorah Rabbi Gamliel had tuuna dvash. The donkey of Rabbi Gamliel had honey laden on it. Well, I went to the park on Matzah Shabbos. He didn't want to remove it on Matzah Shabbos. And you know what? The Matzah Shabbos Mesa, the animal died. Why? It was too much. So the Gemara asked, why didn't he? Vanan tanan. No del kelim honey tell him. Why couldn't he take the dvash? It's good dvash. It's honey, no? So the Gemara says, well, kishah hidvish. It already got spoiled. So the Gemara asked, this is not a Shabbos question. This is a regular question. Hidvish, Lamai Chazi, what do you do with spoiled honey? First, I didn't even know honey could spoil. I thought honey is one of the things in the world that can never spoil. Anyway, what do you do with spoiled honey? So you might as well lick the gamali. You use it for to heal the wounds of the camel, the sores, the scabs. Okay. So the Gemara asks, V'yatar akelim v'yiplu sakin. So why didn't he unfasten it? Let them fall. So Gemara says, Mitztare ziki, they were going to break. So v'yari karim v'kasos v'yiniach tachtehin. Why didn't he bring pillows to break the fall of the jars? So Gemara says, well, matan fe'u matkab b'matal kli meichano. Because the jars were going to, somehow, honey is very, very sticky and messy. It was going to make the pillows messy, and then those pillows were going to be unusable the rest of Shabbos. I was going to be vatal the pillows. So I, bo'ik at tsar balechayim. This is a very good question. It's tsar balechayim. The assumption of the question is that a tsar balechayim is a da'oraisa. So if it's a da'oraisa, we could violate the derabanan of mevatal klima. So the pillow got ruined. Big deal. For the oraisa, whatever the oraisa is, of tzar ba'al lechayim. Where the Torah does it say that such a thing as tzar ba'al lechayim? That's a good question. There's like 11 answers to that question. Right? Get you here?
There's a few places.
Some say it's by Bilam with the donkey. Some say it's by animal can't have a load. Every Mishnah's got their own answer. Anyway, so you get tzar ba'al lechayim. No, because tzar ba'al lechayim derabanan. Tzar ba'al lechayim is derabanan. Therefore what? Therefore, if he held, I'm sure Rabbi Yochai held, only Darabanan, so why can't I violate one Darabanan for another Darabanan? Right. I'm stuck. Now, but what can I do? I can't, the animal's going to die. Okay, nothing I can do. Abaya, listen to this Gemara. Abaya Ashki Chele L'Rabba. Abaya bumped into Rabba on Shabbos, and he saw the Kama Shav Shishle L'Brei. He was rubbing his son, Agaba de Chamra, on the back of a cab of a donkey. What does that mean? He was playing with him. Rashi says, it's a beautiful Gemara. Rashi says, B'Shabbos, L'sha'asheya ha'tinok, to play with the baby. Now, if you have the Rabbeinu Chananel on the page.
Yes.
Okay, so the Rabbeinu Chananel looks like an L.
Yes.
Like an L. In the bottom part of the Rabbeinu Chananel. 1, 2, it's the third line where the lines get wide. You see? At the very end of the line, like 6 or 7 words before that, it says V'chein Rabba. You see it there? I don't know, where the lines are wide. It says V'chein Rabba. It's in the Rabbeinu Chananel that says Abaya, Ashkechei L'Rabba, Tekam V'Shavshei, Flabrei, Agabe, Chamari. You see that? So we'll skip the first few words. You see where it says V'chein Rabba? Cain Rabba, you hear it? You got it, Mati? Rabba, okay. Hayamale umorid bino. He was letting his son go up and down. Cain shif shape, like you rub something up and down. Al gabi hachamar, on the donkey's back, min hatzad. Lo al shedro shel chamar, not on the spine of the donkey, kederach rechiva, like the way you ride. Elo hayame shiva gabi hachamar. V'hatinok al gabi hachamor, v'hatinok umizgader v'nachis aviv, machzik po umachzik po shelo yipo la'aretz. What he did was, he put him on top of the donkey and let him slide down. Not the top, on the side. And he slid down. This is a beautiful thing. Right? Nothing changed. You go on Shabbos afternoon and play with your son. This is the Amora Rava, or Rabba, whichever one. This is what he's doing on Shabbos afternoon. It's a beautiful thing. Right? He took him to the park and he's playing with his son. Right? It's such an amazing Rabbeinu Chananel. Amazing. No? Anyway.
The previous one about Shabbat time is saying it's Rabban and the right. The fact is, it doesn't seem right to me.
Correct. So why could you, by fulfilling the Rabbanon of Tzar Ba'al Lechayim, you're violating Muksa. So why should one Rabbanon beat another Rabbanon? If it's Doraisa, then it wins. But if it's Rabbanon, then you're stuck. Why can I violate Muksa to spare the animal? Why is that the Rabbanon better than that one? Now, in our 21st century sensibilities, well, what's a jar of honey worth to an animal's? That's not how the Gemara looked at it. You have a Darabanan, you have a Darabanan. Why should one beat the other one? If it's a Doraisa, that Doraisa's beat. Then I can say it. We said, not to, right? I can violate a Darabanan of giving my wallet to the guy to save myself the Doraisa of carrying 4 amos. I understand. I can violate the Muksa of the jar of honey to save the animal. But if it's the both Rabbanon, why should one run over the other? That might not be sensible. That might not be sensitive. But that doesn't bother me. Right? Anyway, Rav is playing with his son on Shabbos afternoon at the park. It's a beautiful day. before the medical center went up, they were still apart. And he's playing with his son, and Abaya ruins all the fun. And Abaya says, Amalei, kamishtamish mar balichayim, you're using an animal? I'll use animal, I'll touch animals on Shabbos. So Amalei, so Rabbi, leave me, what are you talking about? Tzedadin hain. I'm using the side of it. If it's tzedadin lo gadzu bei rabbanan, there's no gzera on the side. Umanat timros, who told you that? Where'd you get that halacha from? Ditnan, that's what it means. Matachavala basakanoflin. Now you're allowed to untie the bundles, right? How do you untie the bundle without touching the animal a little bit? My lab, aren't we talking about bechever gvalki? It must be some kind of side, I'm not sure what this means. Some kind of a, how do they translate in English?
Tied saddlebag.
Davila tzedadin, tzedadin gadzu bei rabbanan. So Rabbi says, no, you have the wrong case wrong. Lo, bechever aglavki. It was an aglavki. What's that?
Untied.
It wasn't studded. It was mamish the animal. The lo have it studded. Inami or belechta. Or it's lechta. What's lechta? A clip. Either way, says Abaya, I disagree with you. Right? It's the bottom line.
In that case, it doesn't involve touching the animal.
Correct. Doesn't involve touching the animal. Eitzvei, 1 minute. Shtayim bidi adam. Let's say you have two walls of a sukkah are normal. The achas be'ilon. And one of the walls of a sukkah is a tree. Could be. So Ksheira, but the Eil Olam beyond it. You can't go into that sukkah beyond it. You're not allowed to go into that sukkah beyond it. Why not? We'll see in a minute. Now my life isn't it talking about this. The chak lay be'ilon. There are holes in the tree, and in the hole you put your cup and your becher and maybe your the talus, the challah cover. All these things you use in the tree. The havelit studden. That's not a tree itself. It's the side of a tree. If it's studden, that's surety. See, it's usher. And the Gemara assumes there's no difference between the side of a tree and the side of an animal. It's all the same. It's all gzeres. So the Gemara says, no. That's not the case is wrong. So the kasha, how can you play with the animal? The studden is usher. Lo, no. The kafye le'ilon. You push aside the branches. Vanach sach ilavei. You put the schach on the tree. The schach is resting on the tree. On the other side of the schach is a wall. The kamashamish be'ilon. You're using the tree itself. Mamish the tree itself. If that's true, aim at Seifa. The Seifa says, Shalosh b'diyadam b'achas b'ilon. If there are three walls and the fourth wall is a tree, then k'sheira v'olon l'biyantif. It's kosher, and you can go in it. Navi, the kafi l'ilon, am I olon l'biyantif? If, you hear this question? If you're using the wall of the tree, if you're using the tree as the, where the schach is resting, then why could you go in there? You shouldn't be able to. Elamai, it's tzadin asurin. So you want to tell me it's tzadin arasur, like you said? So if amai, olin, lay beyond it. So why can you go in? You don't answer the question. She says, I'll tell you why. Elahasam, no, because over there you're not using the wall for the schach. The gaza persachna, the ilan, gufe, dofin ba'amahu de shavye. You're only using the wall of the tree as a wall. You're not using the wall, the tree, to rest tzchach on. You're not. Therefore, you can go in. Dekanami. You're right. Dekanami says, Zakal, here's the rule. Call Elusha Yinatel Elon. If you would remove the tree, V'yachal Lamod, and if you remove, if that tree would not be there, would the tzchach fall down? Would this whole sukkah fall down? If no, then Ola B'Shabbos, B'Yantif. You're allowed to go in, B'Yantif. Shamanah, you see, you're right. So what is, at the end of the day, Rabba still holds, you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to use the side of an animal. You can't ride an animal, but the side to use it for a slide for your kids, that's okay. Abaya held no.
What's the issue? Muksa or?
So the issue is using animals, it's a gzera. What's the gzera exactly? Either it's muksa, or maybe you'll come to get a branch. If it doesn't go fast enough, so you'll break off a branch to give it a whack. So, now lemakit hanoi. Let's say it's a machlokas tanoim. What's the machlokas tanoim? In olam labiyantif. You can't go in such a sukkah on yantif. Mishum ben Lazar, Omer, Mishum ben Meir, olam labiyantif. You can. My lab, Akam, Mifliki, what are they arguing about? Demar, Savar, Tanakama hold, Stadden Asurin, Umar, Savar, Mutarin. One says Asur, one says Mutar. Omer, Abaya, La. The Kuliyama, Stadden Asurin. Everyone holds its Asur. The Hachin over here, Betzidate Stadden, Kamifliki. They're arguing on the case of Tzidate Stadden. Mar savar Tanakama hold, Tzidate Stadden Asurin. Mar savar Tzidate Savin Mutarin. That didn't matter. And by the way, okay, we'll stop here. So that's how we're going to go to tomorrow. The Gemara is going to pass in that way. Tzidei tzad in his mother. So if you have two, if you put a ladder, you lean a ladder against the tree, you can't climb that ladder on Shabbos. There's a ball up there. I want to get. You can't climb the ladder on Shabbos. Why? Because it's only one side of a tree. It's the side of a tree. That's us. But what if you have a hook, or some kind of other, I don't know, on the tree, and you put the, let's say you have a hook coming out of the tree, and then you have a basket hanging from the hook, and now there's something in the basket. Can you take something out of that basket on Shabbos? The answer is yes. Why? It's tzidei tzad. It's two things removed. Then we'll get that tomorrow. All right? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.